Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha of akoyin shnei ilonis b'tefstecha veroi harezu lo kona karka. If a person bought two trees in someone else's field, he does not acquire the land under and around the trees. Therefore, va'ilam min ageza shalai. The branches that grew out of the trunk belong to the bala ilon because they come from his tree. However, min asherashim shal bal hakarka. The branches that grow from the underground roots belong to the bala sada because they come from his field. Dekel ein legeza. The halacha of geza does not apply to a palm tree in that ein legeza lebal dekel. Even if a dekel does produce a branch from its trunk, the branch belongs to the bal hasada, but not to the bal ha'ilan. The Mishnah's halacha of kana shleisha kana karka. If a person bought three trees in someone else's field, the trees combine to form a stay ilan, an orchard, and he therefore acquires the land under and between the trees. Machlekes Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yechanan regarding v'chutzlen kimaloi oyre v'suloi. Whether the Baal HaIlan also acquires the open area on the outside of the trees, the amount of room that a person needs to stand near the tree with a basket and pick the fruits. And the Machlekes is based on the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva v'Chachamim in the previous parak regarding Meicher Bar Bedus, Tzarch Likach Leiderech. If someone bought a pit within someone else's property, whether the buyer must purchase separately a road to his pit, or a road is included in the sale of the Bar Bedus. The Machlekes regarding Eisan Eire B'Saloi Mizaran. Who owns the right to plant in the picking area, the Baal HaSada or the Baal HaIlan?